Well, good morning. Welcome to a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. And we always celebrate that the Lord is the Lord of life. He is the creator of all things, including our individual lives. And today, though, we focus on that topic of the sanctity of human life. And that's in light of the Roe versus Wade decision on abortion way back in the 70s. And that happened this time of the year. And so traditionally, the third Sunday of January, we focus upon that issue in worship. Lindy and I had a great opportunity, never been to Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, and a gal by the name of Dr. Kathy Altman was there, and they were doing a pre-recorded interview. I'm looking for it on their website, and when I find it, it's not there yet. But it was a really incredible interview, and very tear-jerking too, as Kathy, medical doctor who used to do abortions, really promote abortions, and the Lord got a hold of her heart, totally changed her life. She even aborted one of her own kids, and just the pain that she's still going through as a result of that, but a very brave woman. She's retired now, but to be able to openly share that experience. So I hope that everybody can see that when it comes out on their podcast or their radio broadcast. So this morning, between services, we're gonna have Debbie Reese, and I think another gal's coming with her from Gloria Christi. And they're going to have a petition, and I hope everybody will sign that before you leave today. They'll be just off to the right in the entryway area as you leave the sanctuary. But the petition is to ban late-term abortions in Colorado. I didn't even realize what the Colorado law was, but babies can be aborted way into late term. And so at least it's a start. Obviously, we're pro-life, we're against abortion altogether, other than extreme circumstances. But in this petition, at least that's a start. So you have the opportunity to do that, and I hope you will before you leave this facility today. Let's see. And then the other thing, we didn't get flowers put in the bulletin. Part of them are in celebration of life. But the others given by the Klein family, and they're celebrating several birthdays in their family here in these coming weeks. And so they gave us flowers for worship today. Couple inserts in your bulletin, a lot of things. Wrapped in Majesty, this is an awesome little insert. You'll want to read it. Don't just lay it aside. And it's the Pregnancy Resource Center that puts this out. And then the other insert that you have this morning is about a special voters meeting that is coming up on February 2nd. And that's a continued discussion with the taking care of the upstairs of our school facility, bringing it into fire code. And the details of all of that, the credit line that's been approved, the floor plans, and all of those things will be discussed at that voters meeting. So that'll be between services on February 2nd. Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor said there is a lot going on, so I'd like to call your attention to the fact that this week is this month's Cook's Night Out school fundraiser. It is being held at Cafe Mexicali. That is on Center Place Drive, which is behind Target. But these flyers will get us 20% back of all of our tickets. They are on the table around the corner as you exit through that door. And we always appreciate the support in this, and it's neat to see all of you there when we can all have fellowship and enjoy some good food. They are open for breakfast and lunch and dinner, so if you can't make one of the meals, you can at least get a breakfast burrito or something like that too, but Cafe Mexicali this Tuesday, the 21st. And then my other thing, as a youth fundraiser, the youth are putting together Super Bowl subs, so the order forms to be able to choose what you would like on your sub are also on that table. They look like this, have a nice picture of a sandwich. The options are white or wheat bread, ham turkey or both, cheddar, Swiss, or provolone, and then you can make a list of what kind of toppings you would like. We're putting the toppings separately in another bag so they don't make your sandwiches soggy, and you can enjoy them whenever you would like. The cost is $6 per sandwich. And the middle school youth are going to Alamosa, Colorado this summer to work in some of the impoverished rural areas. That will be in July, but so they're raising funds for that, so we appreciate any help too. And I think that guy that follows me home and eats all my food has something to say too.
And also just a reminder, lots going on here. Sunday in a week is the kickoff for National Lutheran Schools Week. And so to say thank you to the church for all of your support, we'll have cinnamon rolls available. And just a special thank you to you. Also happening that week, the Wednesday chapel is at 8:30. It's going to be a special chapel just to kick off the upstairs project. We've invited the Roach Construction, some of their representatives, the boards, father-in-law. So we're looking forward to just getting whoever's available to come and just be part of that blessing and prayer for the upstairs. And then also that Thursday of Lutheran Schools Week is the enrollment fair. Just a reminder and encouragement to think about who you know that might be interested in coming to just look at the school, get to meet the teachers, myself, Miss Marshall, and learn more about our school here.
Kyle, and then just to clarify, that's a week from Wednesday for chapel. Yeah, a week from this coming Wednesday. Big thank you. The sanctuary looks totally different again, doesn't it? The chancel area, and it takes a lot of people to come in and tear down the Christmas tree and all the other things. So a big thank you to all of you who were here yesterday to do that. The order of worship that we follow this morning is a special order. It'll all be on the screen. If you have a hard time seeing the screen, we do have these fully printed out. If anyone needs them, those are available to you in the entryway area, the ushers. Anybody need one? Everybody good? Okay. Just a reminder, we have new sign-in sheets. The format has changed a little bit on those. But we invite everybody to sign in, let us know that you're here worshiping with us. And for our visitors with us, we especially would love to get your contact information if you would want us to follow up with you. And you can do that on that form as well. Well, we begin our worship this morning with the opening hymn.
Thank you.
the name of the one true almighty living God, the creator and sustainer of all life, including our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt.
There is none who does good, not even one.
The wicked are estranged from the womb.
They go astray from birth, speaking lies.
Against you only have I sinned,
and done what is evil in your sight.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. What is man that you are mindful of him?
And the son of man that you care for him?
For we are brought to an end by your anger.
And all our days pass away under your wrath.
Yet you are he who took me from the womb.
On you was I cast from my birth.
Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies.
You have prepared.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
And we just take a moment in silence for pondering the words we have just spoken and for personal confession. The Lord is a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. His anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. In his great compassion, he atoned for our iniquity and did not destroy us. He has delivered his son into death for your trespasses and raised him from the grave for your justification. In the stead and by the command of this Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our responsive psalm today is Psalm number 119, beginning at verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet,
and a light to my path.
I have sworn an oath and confirmed it,
to keep your righteous rules.
I am severely afflicted.
Give me life, O Lord, according to your word.
Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord,
and teach me your justice.
I hold my life in my hand continually.
But I do not forget your law.
The wicked have laid a snare for me.
But I do not stray from your precepts.
Your testimonies are my heritage forever.
For they are the joy of my heart.
I incline my heart to perform your statutes.
Forever to the end.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save through the darkness, glory is ours.
And let us pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may boldly confess him to be the Christ and steadfastly walk in the way that leads to life eternal. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated now as we continue with our scripture readings for today.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Timothy, beginning at chapter 3, verse 16. "All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. And as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry." And this is the word of the Lord.
I invite you as members of the congregation to stand for the reading of our Holy Gospel for today. That Holy Gospel comes to us on this Life Sunday from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. And Jesus said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." And this is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This time then we make confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated now, and at this time I would invite our young people to come forward today for their special message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all you guys here today in God's house. I'm so glad you are here. So, I was going to pick on Riley, but I don't think she's here. So, Riley just had a big birthday last month, her 16th birthday. So, I bet this is totally going to happen to all of you guys. But Riley, for her birthday, got a brand new, fast, shiny red card. Wouldn't that be so cool? And I bet a lot of the adults, when they turn 16, I bet they got a brand new, fast, shiny red card for their birthdays, too. That is what they wanted really badly, right? Are you thinking about that? You'll get a fast card for your birthday when you turn 16? Yeah. Some of you are nodding. Yeah, that'd be neat. So maybe when you go to bed tonight, your parents might say, "You can go have some ice cream." Would that be good? Right before bed? Yeah. Everybody likes a little ice cream. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, not right now, but maybe this summer when it's warmer outside, I am sure you could go out, even just right outside these doors, right there, anywhere you look, you could probably find 100 bugs. Wouldn't you love to have 100 bugs? You want 100 bugs? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Be awesome. Okay, so some of you might have been listening really carefully, and you got that I was being a little silly and maybe even trying to trick you. Do you think Riley got a brand new card for her birthday? Yeah, but 16-year-olds, maybe they want a car, right? But I said card, didn't I? That was a little silly if your ears weren't paying attention. And at nighttime, you might want some ice stream. What happens to ice when it melts? Turns into water, so a stream of ice would be water. Maybe your parents do let you have some water before you go to bed, right? So some ice stream, a stream of ice, yeah. Is that silly? And outside, would you want to pick up 100 bugs? Or maybe $100? $100? Yeah, that would be better, right? 100 dogs? Ooh, that'd be a lot. That'd be a lot. Yes. But, yes, yeah, so when we hear different things, we might not understand what's actually being said. This happened the other day, actually, in class. I said, "It's time for math," and somebody said, "Oh, thank you. I'm so tired. I really need a nap right now." And I said, yeah, me too, but I said math, not naps, so it's not nap time. But when we're not listening or we get distracted, we're not hearing things correctly. And that happened in our Bible verses today with Adam and Eve way back in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3. So they had this beautiful world that was perfect that God created for them and all the animals and the plants and trees. But God told them one thing, right? Don't eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. That one thing. Now the devil came to them and started trying to talk to them. The devil was tricking them and lying to them, right? The devil said, did God really say you couldn't eat that? And then Adam and Eve, they kind of exaggerated. Eve said, oh, we can't even touch it or we're going to die. And that was an exaggeration. God didn't say that. But the devil says, God, you won't die. In fact, you'll be just as smart as God. You'll be as powerful as God. You'll be as awesome as God. That's why God doesn't want you to do it. So you should eat it. You should eat it. So they weren't really listening, or they chose somebody else to listen to instead of God, right? And that was sad because we know that sin came into the world and that it affects all of us. We all now are sinful, and we can look around the world too and see all the yucky, icky stuff that's in our world, and we know that's because of sin. It's still here. And you know what? The devil is still working on us, still trying to lie to us, to trick us. You know, he might tell us that people aren't important if they can't do certain things. People aren't important before they're born. People aren't important if they're really old. People aren't important if they're not smart enough, if they're not pretty enough. Now, is that what God wants us to think about people? No. We know how much God loves us. And it is so sad to hear Satan trying to trick those lies. But do you think that God loves a baby that is this big inside its mama's tummy? Yeah. Do we have any one-year-olds up here? Any one-year-olds? Does God love one-year-olds? Yeah. Do we have any two-year-olds up here? Does God love two-year-olds? Yeah. Not me. Do we have any three-year-olds? Any three-year-olds? How about four-year-olds? Yeah. Does God love four-year-olds? What about five-year-olds? Got some five-year-olds? Does God love five-year-olds? Let's see. How about six-year-olds? Oh, we got some six-year-olds. Does God love you? Yeah. How about seven-year-olds? We got some seven-year-olds, and God loves you too. Eight-year-olds? Got some eight-year-olds, and God loves you. Do we have any nine-year-olds? Nine-year-olds, and God loves you. 10, 11, almost 12. God loves all of us. All the way up to 100, 101, 100, 200, 300, all the ages, everybody. If you can't shoot a basketball very well, God still loves you. If you get a bad grade on a math assignment, God still loves you. If there's somebody that's smarter than you, God still loves you. God created all of us so special, and you are very important. And every person that God created is very important. And you know what? That sin in our world that makes us so sad, it made God sad too. And he had the plan already right there in Genesis 3. We heard that he was going to send the Savior. And Jesus was going to come, and Jesus was going to be the one person who was not going to sin. He had a perfect life, and he died on the cross for us to take all that sin away and to show how much he loved us. And he rose again to show that he is the one that is bigger and more powerful than sin and death and the devil. We couldn't beat the devil, but Jesus did. Yeah. And we know that we're going to be in heaven with him someday because of everything he did for us. And we want to go out and spread that message of how much God loves you, no matter how big or small, old or young. We want to make sure everybody knows that. Okay? So you're going to hear more about that today in the sermon. So be listening for that. Can we fold our hands and pray, please? Dear God, you have created us and redeemed us. And every day, you help us show your love. Be with us as we share the good news that everybody is special and loved by you. We love you, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you. You can go back to your parents now. Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like us to reflect upon the readings that we have heard this morning, but hone in on Peter's answer to Jesus as we heard it in the gospel reading in John chapter 6, verse 68. Simon Peter answered the Lord, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, it is good. It is good. This is the Lord's refrain through the 6 days of creation. Light and dark, the Lord said, it is good. Land and sea, it is good. Stars, moon, and sun, it is good. Bird, fish, plants, and animals, it is good. And then there's Adam, and God looks at Adam, and you know what God says to Adam? It is not good. Interesting. But he qualifies that, it is not good for man to be alone. The goodness of creation is connected, you see, to life. If creation brings forth or supports life, it is good. Adam alone remains Adam alone. He can have no children. He can have no family. And that is not good until Eve, and then it is very good. Then with the gift of marriage, then with the promise of children and the joy of life, then God rests from his work. And then guess what happens? The devil gets busy. He finds Adam and Eve in the garden, and he begins to nudge them towards death. And the nudge sounds like this. Did God really say? And let's not miss that point of that question. Did God really say? That's the way that Satan nudges Adam and Eve towards death. Did God really say that you are supposed to not eat of any of this fruit? Did God really say if you ate of that fruit, then you would die? You see, the devil begins his temptations by deceiving with these questions of doubt. And we see that his chief lie was really calling God out to be a liar. That's the greatest doubt that he creates in their hearts and minds, is that now they think that God might be a liar. And yet, what does God clearly declare? God's word is truth. God's word is life. If the devil wants us to die, and it's certainly his goal, that's exactly what he wants. You see, he's going to tempt us away from the Word of God. Death comes with doubt. Adam and Eve are tempted away from the Word, and in so doing, they're tempted away from life. They ate, they died, and we and everything else in the cosmos are dying with them. We often lament, don't we, that ours is a culture of death. And no doubt this is true. Life is vulnerable at the beginning and the end, and it's devalued all the way through. We don't have to look very far to see that in our culture today. We mourn the slaughter of babies and lament the medical murdering of our elderly. But it's important for us to remember that humanity's funeral march began long before Roe versus Wade. And the push for legalized euthanasia began long before that era in our political world. It began in the garden. It began with that question of doubt. Did God really say? And it continues to march at that very same beat this very day. But the good news is that it is this funeral march that Jesus came to stop. Jesus is not content with our dying. He is not happy to stand by and watch us fall into the grave and come to condemnation. In fact, what does Jesus say in John chapter 10? I came that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. You see, Jesus interrupts our death with his life. He interrupts our sin with his holiness. He interrupts our rebellion with his obedience and with his crucifixion. He takes our sin, our punishment, the wrath we deserve. He holds himself fully accountable for our sin. And he suffers in our place. His death is Adam's death and Eve's death and our death. His agony is what we deserved. He bears our sin that we would know God's mercy, that we would know God's grace and his compassion, his forgiveness, and his life that never ends. And he gives all of this to us where? In his word. In his word, the Holy Bible that you and I are blessed to have, to be able to open in our own language and to read and to know that God is speaking through this word to you and me. In John chapter 6, Jesus is giving a difficult teaching. Might want to read that chapter sometime today. He is the bread from heaven, he proclaims. And this is in the context. Remember when Jesus miraculously fed the thousands with just a little bit of food that was available to them? And so he has these multitudes that are following him, and they're following him for the physical food. But he is God and man, united in one person. As he proclaims that in the context of this following of the multitudes, he is the hope and the life of the world as Jesus proclaims that to them. And listen to what he says in John chapter 6. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Well, this was just simply too much for the crowds that had gathered. There were thousands who were following Jesus in the wilderness, and again, following him because they knew he was providing for them physical food. But upon these teachings, they don't stay. They don't stay for the living word in their midst. And Jesus sees that they're all leaving, and he turns to his disciples and he asks, "Do you want to leave as well?" You know, that's a question we need to ponder, don't we, even in our own hearts and minds as we hear the hard word of God sometimes in light of the culture and its thinking today, in light of the doubts that Satan loves to tempt us with. Do I want to leave as well? Well, Peter answers beautifully, and we with him, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And God be praised. Peter sees with a divine clarity what you and I must also see. And it's this, that Jesus has the words of eternal life. Jesus has the words that overcame death. Jesus has the words that will pull us out of the grave on the last day. Jesus has the words that defeated that old evil foe of Satan. Jesus has the words that forgive sin. His words are words of eternal life. Are we willing to listen as he speaks? And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are blessed to have and to know these words. You have the word of Jesus, the one who died for you on that cross. You have the words of Jesus who rose victoriously from the grave. You hear his voice. You know his name. You believe what he says. But it's also true that the tempter comes. Satan doesn't give up easily. And he comes to tempt you and me as he did Adam and Eve in the garden with that very same question. Did God really say? You know, as Lindy and I were blessed to sit in on the recording for this broadcast with Dr. Kathy Altman, it just ripped my heart out almost as I listened to her, and it became very painful for her. And she said that her dad was fought in World War II, and he was one of the first to arrive at the first Holocaust camp. And just to see the death, the slaughter that went on there. And then she broke down in tears. And she said, I did the same thing. I did the same thing, encouraging women to get abortions, taking one of my own children. I did the same thing. And I think she's still battling, only God knows her heart, with did God really say? I know she knows. But it's so hard. That tremendous guilt that you and I can live with. And certainly in light of this issue, as adults, men and women, probably many of us in this room have contemplated this. Or maybe we've participated in it. I remember one of our members, a nurse years ago, worked with elderly and in nursing homes. And there was a woman in her 90s that finally opened up. First time in her entire life, she had opened up about the abortion that she had had years ago and began weeping before this nurse as she shared the story. When we doubt God's word, when we doubt his truth, when we stray away from that truth, it can only bring death. But we know the Lord of life. And when we hear that little voice and the pain of our own guilt, did God really say he loves you? Did God really say your sins are forgiven? And we can say yes. Yes, because it's right here in the Word. The Lord speaks to our hearts and he says yes. Did God really say that you are saved by grace through faith, not by your works? Yes. Did God really say that we will be raised on the last day? And the answer is yes. Did God really say that we will live forever with him in glory, where the corruption of sin no longer exists? And God's answer is a resounding yes, 1,000 times yes. You see, Jesus has the words of eternal life. And these words and promises are ours. This eternal life is ours. God be praised. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our living Lord, and may we hear ever so clearly the word of life that he speaks to us. Amen. And at this time, we have a short video that was put out, I believe, by the Resource Center, and we'll take a moment to watch that. And let us sing. And we continue with the offering.
Thank you.
And if you are able, I invite the congregation to stand for prayer. And let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty Maker, you have pronounced humankind very good, created in your own image and knit together even in the womb. Let us receive every life as your gift and safeguard especially those threatened by abortion, assisted suicide, and embryo experiments. O Lord, in your mercy. Incarnate Savior, you have declared the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, taking our nature and making yourself like us in every respect except without sin. Open our mouths to speak the sanctity of life with courage and show it with compassion. Open our ears to share the sorrows of those who grieve pregnancy loss or struggle under infertility. And open our hands to serve mothers with child and little ones awaiting adoption. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, you have decreed you have no pleasure in anyone's death, and you desire all men to be saved. Bring us to contrition and repentance for dismissing your word and despising the least of these. Forgive and reform also those who persecute us and ridicule the unborn and the aged, that we may embrace them as brothers and sisters. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have proclaimed, apart from you, we can do nothing, and you work in us bearing much fruit. Bless especially birthdays and anniversaries among us, and especially the Klein family today, as witnesses to your power made perfect in weakness. Abide with emergency and military personnel, delivering your peace and protection to the vulnerable. O Lord, in your mercy. Good Shepherd, you have promised your body and blood provide propitiation for the whole world's sin once and for all. By your merciful absolution, work relief and healing, hope and comfort in consciences broken by the guilt of violence against life. Silence Satan's accusations with the assurance of your atonement for every sin and every person. Lord, in your mercy. Great Redeemer, you have instructed that you appoint authorities to approve good and avenge evil. Bless our land with leaders and laws that ensure safety, freedom, and fairness for persons great and small. Grant us insight, energy, and opportunity to take part in civic affairs for your glory and the good of our neighbors. And Lord, we have that opportunity with the petitions that we can sign this morning. O Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you have directed that our bodies and lives belong not to us, but to you, and having bought them for your own. Preserve those suffering illnesses and injuries. And Lord, we have quite a list in the bulletin this morning, and you know each and every one of these precious people and their condition. We add to that list Joy Schaefer, who is hospitalized and is having several lung issues. Joy, one of our homebound. And Lord, we continue to hold up to you Cody Schmidt, just 3 years old and now going through round 4 of his chemo, as that will start on Tuesday of this week. Be with him and bless him. Lord, bestow upon all of these recovery and renewed strength and healing. Draw near to the bereaved, Lord, with the guarantees of resurrection in the body and reunion in the new creation. O Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for all the various ministries and organizations that have been established to support life. And we certainly hold up to you Lutherans for Life who put this service together for us this morning. For Embrace Grace Ministry reaching out to mothers with unplanned pregnancies and fathers too to support them and encourage them. And for our Pregnancy Resource Center and boy, the powerful tool of the ultrasound that at least mothers contemplating abortion can see that there really is a thriving life in their womb and it changes their decisions so many times. Lord, we pray your continued blessings upon these ministries. O Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. And a reminder again, if you would like to sign the petition before you leave, at the far right side of the entryway, the ladies will be there with the petition. God be with you. Go and serve the Lord.